This is the Music Mentor Podcast.
What is going on, my friends? This is Demian, your host of the Music Mentor Podcast, and welcome to episode number 239. This week's episode is all about reaching out to our friends during these insane times. But before I get started, as always, I want to give a massive shout out to the wonderful companies that I endorse, companies whose products are keeping me active and sane, to say the least. Zildjian Cymbals, LP Percussion, Vader Drumsticks, Remo Drumheads, Gibraltar Hardware, Simpad Accessories, Yuka Tape, Kala Brand U-Basis, Nirvana Handpans, specifically their Acolyte model, and last but not least, Ultimate Ears in-ear monitors. And if you want to have a 20% discount across the board from any and all Ultimate Ear products, all you have to do is email my friend Joe Lester at ultimateaudiojoe@gmail.com, and he works for Ultimate Ears, don't worry about it. And when you're ready to purchase, send him that email, send him the code DA20, DA as in Demian Arriaga, 20 as in 20, and you'll get a 20% discount, and just tell him what you want to buy, and he'll get you through the process with as much detail and help as possible. So hit him up, check out the website, check out their earplugs, obviously check out their amazing, amazing in-ear monitors. I have a couple of pairs. I use the 18s, and I also use the 5s as my spares, but I also use their Mega Boom 3 Bluetooth speakers. But anyway, check them out. You can't go wrong. They're absolutely stellar company-wide. So if you've been listening to this podcast, especially for the past few weeks, you have realized that there's a little bit of a common theme or a common denominator within all the episodes, and it has to do with keeping optimistic, staying productive, and trying to basically overcome the elephant in the room, which is invisible, being COVID, right? And how there's so many things that I've tried to go over as it relates to our career, and not only, you know, what we can do on our own, because let's face it, there's only so much that we can do, again, during these times, because there's not a lot of collaboration, so to speak. But also looking inward, trying to get better at certain things in terms of, I wouldn't go as far as saying as specifically about things such as emotional intelligence. But I mean, I've gone over things about things like percussion for non-percussionists and listening to the people that are hiring us, their influences, and trying to Twitch, for example, or how I've learned a lot through music from different languages, and just optimizing Zoom, for example, for lessons, and all these other things that are contingent to basically being... It's not like all these things are alien to our everyday lives, but definitely they've been part of my life more because of the current situation that we are living, right? And one of the things that never ceases to amaze me and never ceases to bring positive things to my life is exercising my friendships and calling people and getting in touch with them, touching base, trying to share whatever is happening in our lives, and so on and so forth. That is what is normal for me and for a lot of us. But the reality is that because of COVID and because we need to survive and trying to remain afloat, we tend to look inward a lot. And it's important to take a lot of time to look inward and fix ourselves and try to develop emotional intelligence and trying to work on different things and trying to learn new things and trying to become a more well-rounded person and listen to more podcasts and yada, 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 and produce and create and all these beautiful things. However, we cannot forget, I encourage you to not forget to reach out to your friends, to try to communicate more. And I'm saying this not because I am the truth and I am proof that that's what you're supposed to do. I'm precisely telling you this because I've been a little on the neglectful side of things. And it's not something that I'm particularly proud of, but I could be doing a much better job staying in touch with more friends. And it's easy to keep your head down and work and focus on us and how am I going to survive this? What is my life going to look like? What is my industry going to look like? And freak out about that and be anxious. And that's completely understandable. And I encourage you to feel your feelings. But on the other hand, I think if there's one thing that you can do is to talk with people and reach out, not only to people that might be an expert in the area or somebody that's going to be able to provide professional help if you're dealing with anxiety or depression or anything like that, but also just somebody that's going to be like, oh, I've been through this, or check this out, or oh, this song has gotten me through this period of time, or something completely positive and optimistic. So be that person that reaches out. And you know, the past couple of weeks, or the last week, I spoke about Twitch and what my Twitch schedule is and what I've been doing. And one of the things that I've tried to do, especially on today's episode, but last week's episode as well, was that I start every Monday with this sort of live dimension of the Music Mentor Show. And I ask some questions. And one of the questions that I asked today was, because I happened to reach out to a friend of mine who I hadn't spoken to in a while, and because I saw online that a dear friend of mine just had another baby, and that another friend of mine's wife is pregnant, and then another friend of mine had, and then another friend of mine got married, and all these things, I was like, man, I wish I could be a better part of their life. So anyway, I talked to a friend earlier today whom I haven't talked to in a while. We connected, we share a few things that actually has a lot to do with some of the things that I've been working on personally and musically. So to reconnect, it was almost like this awesome, you know, coincidence, so to speak, or serendipity thing. So that was pretty cool. So imagine if you do that tenfold, you know, maybe other things and other opportunities can come about. I think that's very, very important. And the other thing is, aside from what you might get from talking to a friend and what they might need and, you know, what you might need from them, like not necessarily an object or advice, but you might just want to hear their voice or talk about something funny, or there's somebody that provides you with comedic relief or whatever. Also know that a lot of people want to hear from you and they want to know what you are all about. So what I did in the Twitch stream today was that I tasked people with, whenever they heard me say the phrase, you know, I want you to think of somebody that you haven't spoken to in a while, somebody's going to come up, and maybe there's one person, maybe there's two people, three people, four people, doesn't matter how many they are. But I would love it if you would reach out to whoever that person is in your mind right now. And it could be an old teacher, it could be a friend, it could be somebody that owes you money, it could be an ex that you've been in a relationship with and you want to say hello, it could be whatever it is. I'm not talking about what's right, what's wrong, what you should do, or whatever. I'm talking about just the symbolism in general of saying hello to somebody, being in touch, and being there for them in an active way. You know, sometimes we're like, hey, you know, if you need me, you know where to find me. That's cool, but sometimes that is not enough. Sometimes people need to hear from us directly and being asked, hey, how are you? You're not good? Tell me what's up. What's going on? And hear them and being active. And they might need that extra push. The same way that we need an extra push with so many things, they might need that extra push. So try to never underestimate the beauty and the love and the importance that friendships have in your life or your family, or just relationships in general, completely detached from what you're going to get in return. And so in that world. So just keep that in mind. And I'm telling you, as I'm telling myself, I need to be better. And I hope you get better at that as well, and that I can learn from you. So let me know, who is that person that you reached out to and what did they say? Thank you so much for listening. This was the Music Mentor Podcast.